the proposal in the COPAC draft constitution on the National Peace and Reconciliation Commission has virtually been deleted, been dropped by ZANU-PF from its own changes, which just goes to show the serious political challenges that would be faced in trying to implement such a proposal at this point in time.
When we look at the role now that Zimbabwe has taken with the organ of national healing, reconciliation, has it done its job? Has it taken its mandate?
I think it has faced very serious challenges, like all branches of government which have had to deal with economical and political related issues. I think there have been so many challenges. The idea of the national organ on peace and reconciliation was a brilliant idea, which obviously was a result of the circumstances that led to the formation of the government of national unity, if you think about the violence in June 2008. But I think it has had serious challenges. I think the jury is out on whether or not it has succeeded in implementing its objectives. But, you know, this has always been a very transitional arrangement since the GNU came into place. And any successes or failures of such an institution will have to be judged within the context of an independent environment where a single political party, so to speak, is in charge of the affairs and implementing its own policy.
Looking forward in Zimbabwe's move for transitional justice, how would you say the country has done and where is it needing to go?
Well, I think the biggest advantage for Zimbabwe since 2008 is that we haven't had elections. And as all the surveys have shown in recent weeks, Zimbabwe generally descends into a violent and intimidatory atmosphere as you go towards elections. And that has really been very difficult for Zimbabwe in the last 10 to 12 years. So, you know, the government of national unity has given a bit of a respite for Zimbabweans. In terms of the whole transition itself, as I have said, the best time to judge whether or not, you know, transitional justice has succeeded or not is when you truly have a single political party in charge of its affairs and able to implement its policies, whether it's ZANU-PF or the MDC. They would be able to implement those transitional justice mechanisms and would be able to judge whether or not they have succeeded or not.